Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Bava Metzia. We are up to Parak Bey's Mishnah Dalin. Matzah b'chano sarei l'shalo. If a person finds money that has no siman on it whatsoever in a store, he can keep it because it could have come from anybody. Bein ateva v'lachen v'ni shel chen v'ni. But if he finds it in between where the chen v'ni sits and his box where he keeps his money, so then you assume that it fell from the chen v'ni, belongs to him. L'vnei shulchan hi'arei l'shalo. If you find money by a money changer, that's yours to keep because we assume that someone who's coming in to change money had dropped it. But if it's in between where the shulchani sits and his money changing box, so then you could assume it belongs to him. If someone buys peros from his friend and the guy is supplied by a whole bunch of different suppliers, and then he just, you know, he's a reseller. Osha shalach lachaver peros, or his friend sends him peros as a matana, umatzah ben ma'os, and inside those peros you find hidden money, harei l'shalo. You can keep that money because probably the reseller had no idea that there was money in there, and there's no siman on it, so we don't know who the original owner of that money was. Im ha'yitzrurim, but if they were tied up in a bundle, so there's a siman in the way that they're bundled together, nota l'machriz, then you should take it and announce it so that you could find the original owner. Mishnah hey, afasim la'hesa b'chal kol eila. Now the pasuk says in Devarim Perachav Beis, when it describes the dinim of Matzias, l'sira es shor achicha o es seya. Right, that you shouldn't see a goat or the ox of somebody else. You should instead return it. And then it said, "Lo karov achicha ilech v'leyadato v'safto altoch beisachav imchad rosh achicha soveshiv osalo." And you have to bring it home until the guy comes looking for it, and then you have to return it to him. And then it says, "V'chein tasa lechamoro, v'chein tasa lesim laso, v'chein tasa lechol avedas achicha shetov al mimenu matzasa losucha lesalem." That is what you do for a donkey and for clothing and any aveda. So afa simla hisa b'chal kalela, the Mishnah says, a simla was included in any in any aveda. Lama yatsis, why was it singled out? L'hakish eleha, to make a link, to make a comparison between simla and every other aveda. Lama l'cha mas simla miyuchedes sheyesh b'simanim v'yesh l'tovim. Just like what makes a simla special is that there are simanim and there are people who will come and claim it. And that's why you need to be machriz. Those are the only types of things that you need to be machriz. That which have simanim and that which have tovim, that which have people who are coming to claim it. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Dalet we said that if you find money in a store or in a money-changing operation, so if it's in the store itself, then you don't have to return it. But if it's right behind the counter where the guy sits, so then it belongs to him. And then we said if you buy payrolls from a reseller and you find money here in there, so if there's no siman on it, you could keep it, but if it's piled together in a particular way, then you should announce it. And then in Mishnah Hey, we said that the Torah identifies simla, even though it already says kol aveda sachecha, to tell me that the din of hashavas aveda only applies to something that, like a simla, has simanim and has tovim, has people who are claiming rights to it. But tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav.